Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dick Lane. Batting second. The right fielder, Dave Philly. Batting third. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fourth. The center fielder, George Metkovich. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bud Sushok. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bobby Ron. Batting eighth. The catcher, Don Wheeler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill White. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bill White. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The right fielder, Don White. Batting third. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting 7th. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting 8th. The catcher, Mike Guerra. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Lou Brissy. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Lou Brissy. And now, play ball. Dick Lane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lane hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Philly moves to second. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich hits a fly ball into left field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels takes first base on ball four. Philly moves to third. Appling moves to second. Bud Sushok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sushok strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Metkovich who is chasing the ball. Joost reaches third base with a triple. Don White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. White fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. White fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joost scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fain moves to second. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sushok has Fain trapped. There's the throw to Wheeler and over to Ron, who tags Fain for the out. Chapman moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow takes first base on ball four. Majeski moves to second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. White fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two. With the score, the Athletics won, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Ron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ron takes first base on ball four. Don Wheeler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheeler hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of White. Wheeler reaches second base with a double. Ron goes all the way around to score. It's White Sox, 1, Athletics, 1. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Guerra settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Lane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lane is 0 for 1 in the game. Lane hits a fly ball into right field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wheeler scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra hits a fly ball into left field. Lane settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Brissy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brissy hits a line drive into left field. Lane settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Joost hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joost moves to second. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fain hits a pop-up towards third. Ron settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0 for 1 in the game. Metkovich hits a pop-up towards the mound. Brissy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bud Sushok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sushok is 0 for 1 in the game. Sushok takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Ron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ron is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ron hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sushok moves to second. Don Wheeler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheeler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Wheeler hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ron fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0 for 1 in the game. Majeski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 0 in the game. with a walk. Vallo hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Michaels catches it and throws to first to double up Majeski. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Lane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lane is 0 for 2 in the game. Lane is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Philly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 0 for 1 in the game. Guerra hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Brissy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brissy is 0 for 1 in the game. Brissy takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Joost strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0 for 2 in the game. Metkovich hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bud Sushok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sushok is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Sushok hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Don White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. White takes first base on ball 4. Ferris Fane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a pickoff. One out. Ferris Fane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fane is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fane hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sushok scoops it up and throws to first, with White covering, for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Majeski hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Ron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ron is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ron hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Wheeler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheeler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Wheeler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron moves to second. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron moves to third. Wheeler moves to second. Dick Lane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lane is 0-for-3 in the game. Lane hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it and throws to home to get Ron. Wheeler moves to third. White moves to second. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Philly is called out on strikes. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Vallow takes first base on ball 4. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Michaels fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White fires to first and picks off Fox. Two outs. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 0-for-2 in the game. Guerra hits a line drive into left field. Lane settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Metkovich hits a pop-up towards short. Joost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Michaels hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Sushok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sushok is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Sushok hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Guerra settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Brissy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brissy is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Brissy hits a line drive into left field. Lane settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Joost takes first base on ball 4. Don White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ron fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joost moves to second. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fain takes first base on ball 4. Joost moves to third. White moves to second. Max Serkant now pitching. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Chapman hits a pop-up towards first. Sushok settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Majeski hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Ron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ron is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Ron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Wheeler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheeler is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Wheeler takes first base on ball 4. Max Serkant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serkant is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dick Lane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lane is 0-for-4 in the game. Lane hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Vallow takes first base on ball 4. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. Fox bunts towards third. Ron juggles the ball. That's an error on Ron. Vallow moves to second. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 0-for-3 in the game. Guerra takes first base on ball 4. Vallow moves to third. Fox moves to second. Clyde Shawn now pitching. Wally Moses pinch hits for Lou Brissy. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lane. Moses reaches second base with a double. Vallow scores. Fox scores. Guerra goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Athletics. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. Joost bunts towards the mound. Sean fields it and throws to first for the out. Moses moves to third. One out. Don White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. White hits a line drive towards short. Appling reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fain takes first base on ball 4. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Chapman hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Shantz now pitching. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Philly takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. George Metkovic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovic is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Metkovic hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops it up and throws to first, with Shantz covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.